following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
From police officers to firefighters, from storm chasers to race car drivers, expert drivers who demand the most from their tires choose the superior performance of Goodyear.
Goodyear is constantly testing, innovating, and looking for ways to improve upon your ride. You can feel confident riding on Goodyear tires because everything they learn from making tires for the experts inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
For superior traction, handling, and performance, even in challenging weather, choose Goodyear tires. Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear, more driven.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's the final Tuesday of October, and it's starting to feel like it. Doug Gooda along with Damon Day on today's program. Keep on bringing it, folks. We've got more emails about Nebraska football. We get it. We'll talk about it. And we're glad that you are passionate about that, as the coach says, passionate about that. We will get to that. We will also talk with UNK and Hastings College football coaches Daryl Morris and Tony Harper in the hour. A little bit more on the high school football playoffs, the World Series, NFL. I'm telling you, the Seahawks, folks, if anybody at ESPN television can still sit here and tell me you think Seattle's the best team in the NFL, you shouldn't have. I mean, come on. What do you go work? Come here and work, because you know you shouldn't be that way. They're not. And also the 80-yard catch by Golden Tate cost me my fantasy game. So there you go. And obviously, Damon Day, so glad to have you in today for the start of the NBA season.
Morning. I'm a huge NBA. I mean, you're calling the NBA guys, you know, since the NBA season's starting. So I guess you're bringing me in today as, you know, the NBA guy on the Doug and Daddy Show.
LeBron.
Yes.
LeBron. Are you a tennis guy at all? Do you watch it? Do you enjoy it?
I played it. I enjoyed it. I don't play it as much. I enjoyed the, I don't say the boom years, the Michael Sampras's, Adam Chang?
Or the Pete Sampras. Michael Chang.
Yeah, there you go. It's like I
those
said,
guys.
Novice.
Those guys.
Novice tennis fan. Chang, Sampras, Yvonne Lendl. You know, I remember watching a kid, you know, Sundays at Wimbledon, Boris Becker.
Yeah.
I don't watch it now. I don't think there's anything of significance or...
No Americans
worth
a darn.
That
at least on the men's side.
And you can't watch women's tennis in front of children because of the noises and the overall. It's hard to explain that away to little people. And so you can't watch that, even though they're very athletic and very good at what they do. It's just atrocious.
Come on, you tell me Bubba don't grunt.
Well, he does after watching 2 minutes of a woman's tennis match. Yeah, everything he does, he's putting puzzle pieces in. You know, so I'm not a big women's tennis fan by any stretch.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That would be, more YouTube fodder.
Yes.
Bubba making a puzzle, going,
yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah. But they're trying to alleviate that.
Well,
the WTA, the Women's Tennis Association.
They've been trying, and then they let it go again for a while after Sellis retired. Tonight, the DVR is going to be whirring. I'll be out doing some volleyball, and the Jimmy Connor 30 for 30 is going to be on tonight. I'm interested in seeing that. It was kind of like watching the 30 for 30 on the No Moss fight. There wasn't anything really too earth-shattering new about it, but it was just kind of, if you lived through it, it was kind of neat to rehash it a little bit. And that'll be the deal with the Connors deal. Big Red Wrap-Up will be on tonight. It'll be interesting to see the side that they take on that tonight on Nebraska Educational Television. Don't forget tomorrow, our Husker Lunch. Yes, folks, we are back at Cunningham's. I'm sure you've got plenty of questions. I guess I really am at the point now, and it's hard to figure out, and maybe we'll find out a little Saturday, but I don't know, where the team is. There's half the season left. There is a lot of football season left. I would hate to think that no matter what it is, and in this case we're talking Nebraska football, that they've kind of, you know, they're going to play it out and whatever. I just don't see that. This is why you come to college. This is why you play sports. This is a big month and a half for Nebraska football. And you can pick out a variety of pros all the way to high school. This is a big time of your season, whatever that is. Just because you're not perfect, they're 5-2. How many schools in the country would kill to be 5-2 right now? So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Sip real close to Bo. I'm going to be interested to see inside if Sip has just talked to Bo out of the limelight a little bit, and Sip will tell you, and that's the only way to find out is to be at our Husker Lunch tomorrow. Sip will tell you, he'll go, yeah, I talked to Bo, here's what his feeling is, or no, I didn't talk to Bo, but we talked on the phone maybe, or I saw him off on the side and I got 10 minutes to chat with him. It's nothing I'm writing in the paper, but Sip will tell you about it. And our Big Red Lunch brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothier, open now in downtown Kearney, as well as Hastings, Home Federal Bank, and the fine folks at Cunningham's. Plus, you'll get a chance to win some neat Husker prizes, T&M Sporting Goods certificates. You'll be in for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets as well. So that's tomorrow, Doug and Daddy from 11 to noon, and then noon to 1 Sip at Cunningham's. Enjoy a great lunch. Talk Nebraska football. There, that's tomorrow. That's going on tomorrow. I want to get to, because I know we're going to dive into a lot of football, so here in this first segment, your thoughts on the World Series and where we are at right now, because everyone would seem to think that it's impossible for St. Louis to go to Fenway and win two. Yes, the odds are stacked against them, but this has been a wacky World Series, and the only thought I have, not the only one, but the one thought I have right now is if Boston wins it, David Ortiz, MVP, unbelievable. He's hitting .733 in the World Series. You have a hard time doing that in slow pitch softball.
Yeah, he's the only guy on both teams that's doing anything consistently at the plate, approach-wise, success-wise, or anything. I think that this World Series probably will go down as one of the worst played from the errors that have been made or the mistakes that have been made being so glaring. And when you're not putting any offense together, those errors and those mistakes are magnified. I always go back to this. If you are a father watching the game with your son, or if you are a fan of baseball, I don't know what it is about both teams, but I've never just seen worse at-bats. Like I have the Major League Channel. I watch at-bats throughout the summer. These types of at-bats that these guys are all taking, 1 through 9, are the type of at-bats you see in the dog days of August when it's 105 out.
You don't think it's pitching?
No. I'll tell you what. You don't have to be that great of a pitcher when everybody's swinging and swinging at the stuff that they're swinging at and swinging as big as they are. And
are they guessing?
I wouldn't say guessing as much as, you know, it's hard enough to hit a baseball, but then it's even more hard to hit a baseball when you try to do it and try to drive it out of the park. Home runs happen, and you know those are qualities of good swings and getting the right pitches, but it's every guy now. You know, you used to have, you know, your 3, 4, 5 hole hitters, the big bopper type of guys who could swing for the downs or really try to have that home run moment. Well, now it's 1 through 9. You know, John Jay is trying to seems like is swinging out of his shoes, and it's just kind of how the game has changed because of Moneyball and everything else. The mathematics of don't sacrifice bunt, but if you just shorten your swing a little bit and try to make contact I mean, these guys are the best hitters in the world, and all they seem to do is just clean and jerk and try to pull the ball out of the yard. And it becomes pretty easy when that happens. And so I think the pitching is good, don't get me wrong, but I put most of the onus on just the hitters being bad right now. And, I mean, they're swinging at everything. I equate it to they take the pitch they could hit, and then they swing at the pitch in the dirt. It's like the guy who takes the fastball right down the middle for strike number one and then swings at two curveballs in the dirt, and he'll come back and you're like, why don't you swing at the first one? Oh, I was. Yeah, exactly. That's why you're sitting next to me having this conversation rather than being on base. And so I've just really noticed how bad the approaches have been, and I hate to be an umpire guy and everything like that, but, man, some of those borderline strike calls – you know, it just becomes, you know, who's got the best punch out. And, you know, I always, yeah.
So who you got? Boston in 6, 7, or do you think it's the Cardinals in 7?
I think instead of saying who's going to play the team that plays the best, I think it's going to be the team that shoots himself in the foot the least amount of times moving forward. So I don't even know who that.
Okay.
I don't know why David Ortiz even saw a pitch yesterday. Like, that's the type of things I like. Why aren't you just basically walking Ortiz with a man on second base when he is, like you said, hitting 733? He had a base hit yesterday through the right side that Carpenter, you know, fielded.
He ran that out, baby.
Oh,
how
God,
about him
yeah.
running that out? I say no way, and I mean this was routine.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Couple hopper shift.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe he beat it out.
That's what I thought, and I was like, man, that's when you know just to quit pitching to the guy. You know, that I mean, and even before that, I think the double was before that. But, man, he is having a Reggie Jackson, Mr. October type of postseason. But why are you even throwing it to him? And I think you've really seen, like, how the specialization and always having to go to this guy or that guy really backfired on both teams because now they're just throwing anybody out there.
Sure seems like he's hitting a lot of pitches in the middle of the plate, though.
Oh, yeah.
Midtown Mart, cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. How many games will the Nebraska football team win the rest of the season? There's 5 of them. We gave you under 3, over 3, or exactly 3. And Husker Nation, 58% of you said under 3, 37% said exactly 3, and 5% of you have the faith and said over 3 games. Which team will win the NBA championship this year? That is our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. And it looks like Jeffrey took the top 5 teams according to the Vegas odds, and then you can pick other as well. And that's exactly right. Miami is 13-5. Oklahoma City 7-1, the Clippers 8-1, and the Bulls and Spurs 10-1. Then you got the Nets and Rockets 12-1. Let me go on record as saying, there is no way, there is no way that the L.A. Clippers are winning the NBA championship this year.
I agree.
There is no way. I'm taking the Heat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you, they're the best. They've got something to prove. The Spurs, man, when are they just going to be too old? I like watching them play basketball. Oklahoma City is fun. I think the Bulls are going to be really good. I think if you're looking to get some odds for your money, I think that's the best odds, taking the Bulls at 10-1. But if the Heat, you can get them at 13-5. Like Mike Perenio says, you just will wait till later on in the season. I mean, the odds aren't going to change that much when you're the favorite. And then that way you've got half the season under your belt. So
I actually am going to be quietly rooting for the Miami Heat this year because I would like to see, and not necessarily the Miami Heat to win, but I think the Greg Oden story. People don't know who Greg Oden is. He's a 7'4" center out of Ohio State that was by far the best college basketball player when he was there. Has had three microfracture surgeries in the last 4 years, something like that. I don't know. But he has truly battled back after time after time after time. And just to keep wanting to try to do it, I think it's just an amazing, amazing story of perseverance, and it's kind of like the athletic spirit of it all. So I will be getting Heat games when appropriate, which they'll be on every night. So,
and the over-unders on Miami Heat wins, 62 regular season games, 61.5 for the Miami Heat, the over-under. They always get off to a slow start. I'll take over. The worst team in the NBA apparently will be the Philadelphia 76ers. The over-under, 16.5 on total wins. 16-66. That's what they're saying this basketball team will be. Oh, what an outlook. Phoenix, 19.5. Philadelphia was just in the playoffs 2 years ago, weren't they? Utah, 25.5. You are seeing the changing of the guard. The Boston Celtics over under 27.5, which it should be with all these young guys. But I'm talking, look at these teams that we've talked about over the last decade as being some of the most prominent teams in the NBA. The L.A. Lakers are not even predicted to win half their games, 36.5. Are they on crack? The Lakers will do whatever it takes to make the playoffs. It's going to take a little bit more than 36.5. So over on the Heat, over on the Lakers, under on the Clippers, and you know what? Over on the Sixers as well. The worst team usually never turns out to be the worst team. Vote on our poll question, Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, we stir the Husker pot, plus Daryl Morris and Tony Harper talking Loper and Bronco football. The state football playoffs begin this week with 8 games on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN Thursday, Hitchcock County's at Amherst at 4, Ord at Kearney Catholic at 7. On 1230 KHAS, Shadron at Adams Central at 1, Thayer Central at St. Cecilia at 6. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Kimball Blue Hill at 4, Lawrence Nelson Giltner at 7. Classic Hits 98.9 has Southern Valley Sutton Thursday at 6, and Kearney Millard West Friday at 7:30. It's high school football right here.
I'm Brian Wallace, Navy Federal Credit Union member, and this bad boy is my Jayhawk helicopter. That's 1,560 horsepower engines. Of course, my daily ride's a bit more comfortable. Got it with a Navy Federal auto loan. Nice folks, great rate. Way easier to park.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, it's the Herd. There's a reason businesses are setting up Regis virtual offices all over the world. It's a genius business move that instantly expands your presence. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address, local phone number whenever you need it, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, monthly private office use, and access to meeting rooms. Get 1 month free at regus.com/sports or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800.
Don't be stupid, even in the short term.
His article in the Lincoln Journal Star compared the Huskers with Northwestern, and it brought out the worst in Nebraska Knights.
Somebody's talking too much. It's costing me money.
Hi, this is Steve Sipple, columnist for the Lincoln Journal Star. Let's talk some Husker football at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney this Wednesday.
I don't like that talk.
Preceded by a live Doug and Daddy, and brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothing, Home Federal Bank, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Yeah, I suppose it would be better if I never opened my mouth.
Cloudy skies and a chance for some scattered showers today. We'll have high temperatures holding steady in the middle to upper 40s, and we could see some more showers or even thunderstorms tonight with a low of 38. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 43.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt.
See, here's the deal. Let me just explain this on air. We wear these headsets. I've just got to come up with a better solution here. We wear the headsets, and we got the wires. You're at home. You're listening in your headset to your music, to your stereo. If we tie the headset wire together...
I want someone to email right now who listens to their headset.
Last night, Russell Wilson...
On their stereo.
Well, whatever, their iPad, whatever okay. They're listening to.
I was envisioning my old man with the big earmuffs, with the big, huge plug-in.
Whatever you're listening
to. 8-track.
And this brings up another scenario, but if we tie the wire together, then it gets wedged into everything here. And if we don't tie the wire, then you've got 10 feet of wire that we're just tripping over, and you've seen it. The bobbleheads go everywhere. So I got to come up with a solution, and I don't want to string it like through the ceiling. So we.
I think you just get headphones with. I think you get headphones with 2.5 feet of wire.
Think so?
That's what I would do.
Well, if I get farther than 2.5 feet away,
then I think you have to take your headphones off.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask Daryl this as well. Last night, and it is what it is. Fine, this is pro ball. Do you guys, when you practice or it's warm-up time, and I mean, let's say it's warm-up time, not actual practice. Do you get guys out there with their iPads on, with their iPhone, you know, listening to music and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. We just tell them to take them off before BP. I don't know.
It's
just,
I mean, if it's not official time, fine.
Right.
Daryl Morris, head football coach, UNK, to discuss very important topics like that. How's it going, Coach?
Hey, two things, fellas. For about 15 years now, they've been making wireless headsets.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah,
you know, actually, the budget here.
You can walk around the entire room.
You know the budget
and not worry
here
about the bobbleheads.
That's one thing. Do you got a second thing?
Yeah. I get irritated with the iPad, iPhone, iPod, headset, listening to music, and I've had to allow it for a certain period of time. But once we go out, stretch out, come back in, after the first group goes out, they got to put them away. They got to be able to hear what we're saying and what we're announcing and stuff like that. But, yeah, you're right. People can't do anything anymore without having the headset on or earbuds in their ears and listening to music. I mean, they can't even function.
I mean, I know they're not listening to this show, so, I mean,
well,
otherwise.
I mean, that's because they're listening to music right now.
That's unbelievable. Daryl, let's talk a little Loper football here, two in a row. Again, you guys have adjusted, and I know some people like it when coaches make adjustments throughout the season. Yours has been more out of necessity, keeping the ball on the ground. You had Luke McNick back at quarterback. Romero Cotton, who's nationally ranked in wrestling, is leading you as a running back. It looks like you have found a formula for now.
Well, for now we have. I mean, we're trying to do something that we're capable of doing and not trying to do things that we don't feel comfortable doing and we don't feel like our players are comfortable doing. And right now that's running the football. And Romero, comes downhill. He hits people. He bounces off people. They bounce off of him. And he always seems to be getting positive yards, and every now and then he'll pop one for, 20, 25, 30 yards, and that's always a good place to be in the running game. So it's what we're doing right now.
This has to also be put on your offensive line a little bit. Pass blocking, run blocking is a little bit different. How are they doing so far?
Well, I think with the success that we're having, I think they're doing pretty well with it, actually. I mean, Cole Manhart playing H-back has worked out pretty well for us. We've tweaked it each week to try to give the next opponent just a little bit something different to have to look at and that kind of thing. We'll do that again this week. But eventually we do have to throw the football some. We're hoping that Bronson Marsh will practice in pads today. He's still no contact, but we think like that won't be a big deal. But we've got to throw the football. We've got to get Andre O'Neill involved in the game. We've got to get Luke McNitt back at the wide receiver spot perhaps involved in the game. We've got to get Austin Smith involved in the game, and we've got to get some of those guys out of the box that they're just sitting in there with against the heavy sets we're running right now.
Coach Damon Day here with the success that the offense has had running the football. Defense has been stout. They recorded 6 sacks the other day. Since you guys have kind of really put together some quality victories, how big has the defense been for you guys?
Well, I think the defense has done, what the defense is benefiting from the fact that we are now, the other day we went on a 99 3/4 yard drive for 8 minutes and 59 seconds or something like that, and certainly that rests the defense. When they get back on the field, they can play faster. So I think the defense has benefited from the change in the offense right now, and that's helped them play well. They had some sacks, 5 sacks last week, and did a nice job basically keeping Southwest Baptist, who had been scoring a fair amount of points actually each week, keeping their offense under control.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day on this Tuesday. Coach, one of the things I love about UNK, doesn't matter the sport, but you had one kid from Brooklyn, New York make a sack, and you had a kid from Weeping Water make one.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got some diversity going there. There's no question about that. And Elijah probably had one of his better games, I think, as a defensive end for us since he's been in our program. And, Jack Douglas did a great job. Jason Wilcox did a nice job up inside. So I thought we just played good all-around defense. Damon Wilson, continues to get better at that corner spot, continues to make some plays, and did a really nice job when they threw a ball deep on him in the back of the end zone. I mean, he was right there, got his hand up between the hands of the offensive receiver and basically blocked the ball from him being caught. So we're getting better. We got a tough one this week, but the guys are playing hard.
Daryl, you're about to see Kellen Werner become the all-time leader in tackles here for UNK in the Division II era, and then that record might be broke by Tyke Kojal the way that he's playing young in his career. But Kellen has kind of been a mainstay for you.
He has been. I mean, you know, Kellen's a kid we started as a true freshman and has continued to play and has become a big leader for us defensively. He's a captain on our football team and well-respected by his peers, and he's worked hard. And, you know, it'll be, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, if he is able to break that tackle record, be able to stop the game a little bit for just a brief period of time and get the football that he was, we were playing and get it out of there and recognize him real quick and then get back to business of playing Central Missouri. But, you know, you want kids like Kellen Werner in your program. He's from the Grand Island High School, and he's a local kid, and he's done really well in his career here.
Coach, with your recent success and starting to really play well and starting to get people healthy, big game this weekend against Central Missouri State as you continue to climb the standings. Is there a little special feeling around the program this weekend with Central Mo coming into town?
Well, you know, we've got a goal of trying to have a winning record, and we can't have a winning record unless we beat Central Missouri and the other two schools that are still left on our schedule. Central Missouri, no question, will be the best football team that's not nationally ranked presently that we've played on our schedule. So it's going to be a challenge for us. They're well coached. They're, you know, they've got great athletes. They're athletic. They run well. They're agile. They're good on both sides of the ball. Kickers got a thunder foot. So, you know, it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us. We beat them last year at their place on senior day. I'm sure they still remember that, and that'll probably give them a little extra motivation to come down here and do the same to us. So it's going to be a great challenge for us. They're going to be a good football team, but, you know, that's our goal. We want to have a winning record when we're all said and done.
Boy, they've got a special a little passing combination here with Haka averaging just about 300 yards a game in this Ron Rye Lloyd, a pretty good wide receiver.
Yeah, they do. You know, and the, you know, the kid was on UNO's team when they dropped football, and kid out of Texas, and he managed their offense really well. He's not a real flashy guy, but he's very efficient. He will take off and run a little bit on you, but mostly going to stand in the pocket and throw the football, and he's got some guys that can catch it and do some things with it after that. And, you know, so they're balanced, and coach does a great job with that, and it's going to be a challenge for our defense to try to keep them under control and keep them in check.
Coach, we talked about it for just a second, and we'll bring this up. If your linemen are changing the way they block a little bit with this running scheme, how are your wide receivers handling it? They are recruited to catch 10 balls a game.
You know what? You got to give the kids credit when credit is due, and then they are working hard every day in practice. Coach Jackson's done a great job with, you know, changing that mentality and getting them to buy into the blocking thing, but they also benefited. You know, we ran some play action pass against Southwest Baptist and had them behind those guys three times, and you know, one time we caught it and fell down, one time we dropped it, and another time it was just barely out of our reach. So they understand that you run the football to set up the pass, and the more they block, the more corners come down, the more safeties come down, and you can slip behind guys and get some home run balls. So they may not be catching the number of balls that they would normally catch, but they might be catching better quality balls here in the near future.
All right, Daryl, first of two straight home games and a kickoff at high noon on Saturday. Best of luck. We'll talk next week.
Hey, appreciate it, guys.
Take care. Daryl Morris, head football coach, UNK. Yeah, this, I think of all the games, and you kind of pointed it out there, Damon, of all the games, there was maybe two that you would consider a toss-up this year, and this is one of them. You had all the rated teams, and then you have the last couple teams that the Lopers beat, and maybe a couple towards the end of the season that they could be favored over.
I'm excited for the challenge that they have, because this is kind of one of those games to where, when you look at it, it is a toss-up. They are ahead of them in the standings. It's kind of that next progression. It is that next step up. And like Coach was saying, if you want to go for a winning season, this is kind of a must-win. They've beaten the teams that they needed to do, and they've put themselves in this position. And so I really hope they go out on Saturday and beat Central Missouri.
K Kickoff is set for 12 noon. Folks, when you're ready to relax, do it in comfort at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, Alliance. I mean, you can relax in the store for a little while, but you want to do it in your home or your office the rest of the time. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering is just right for you with free setup, free haulaway, free professional delivery, and trusted brand names like Lane, Lazy Boy, Ashley, Best Chairs. If you're looking for a Serta mattress, they've also got Chromecraft, Southern Motion, and Tempur-Pedic all there for you. They've been busy for 36 years, and they compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. Bruce Furniture maintaining their small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. Be sure to see them today or check them out online at brucefurniture.com. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Continuing our Tuesday football talk after a bye week and maybe seeing some recruits and trying to freshen things up and shore the ship and patch it up a little bit before the last three games. Tony Harper, Hastings College Broncos, joins us. Coach, how was the off week?
You know, it was really good. We got a lot of work done. We were able to get out and see a lot of coaches, watch a lot of games, and we really took advantage of this this past bye week, getting out and getting some stuff done.
You drinking tea or what's going on, man?
I drink a lot of tea, and I'll leave it at that.
What did you, I don't know if this is the correct way to phrase it, but what did you learn about your football team here in the last week? You keep saying that the attitude is right, and there's three games left in your season no matter what happens.
You know what we really noticed, and we went yesterday, obviously having a bye last Saturday allowed us to get an extra practice in this week. We went yesterday. What I'm seeing from our guys, and we got a lot of young guys that have been kind of pushed into a position that they're having to play a lot. What I've noticed from these guys is every week the checks get a little bit clearer, cleaner. They're getting lined up a little bit better. And I know everybody's thinking, well, Coach, it's the eighth week of the season. That should be done. Well, it should have, but when you're a freshman or a sophomore, you're a backup, you're only getting about 5 to 10 reps of practice, really. And these guys are getting now, with these injuries and things that we've had kind of going throughout this whole season, a lot more guys are getting a lot more reps. It shows me that they're getting a little bit more comfortable. They're getting a little bit more focused. For example, we have a couple freshman linebackers that are playing a lot for us right now. Joel Groffel's one of them. And for the first 7 weeks, he was really quiet. I mean, he's just a freshman. He's learning the system and everything like that. We have yesterday's practice. He's yelling out. I mean, I didn't even know he could yell that loud. He's making checks and getting guys lined up. So those are the things that we're seeing right now that we really like.
Coach, you mentioned being out on the recruiting trail, and obviously per rules you're not allowed to mention, but what is the focus of your staff right now on the recruiting trail, specifically position-wise, moving forward for the future?
Well, first off, I'm going to give you the coach speak answer that everybody's going to tell you. You know, we're looking for the right guys to fit this program. So there's your coach speak answer. But specifically with kind of where we're at and the guys that we're going to graduate, we're looking hard in the secondary at a corner. We're looking at linebackers. We got some good depth coming back for next year at the insides, but we're looking for a little bit on the outsides. We need to really hit the defensive line. We graduate two senior starters there, so we're looking for some D linemen, some guys that can play interior, not necessarily the edge guys, because we got a pretty decent amount coming back there with some talent. We're looking for some guys with some beef, some butt to them, I guess you could say, at the defensive line. Offensively, we're hammering the receivers really hard. We're looking for some guys that can stretch the field vertical and go up and get the ball. We like our quarterback situation. We like our tailback situation. We really hammered those guys last year in the recruiting process. We got good young depth right there. But the biggest thing for us is if a guy fits our program, we're not going to turn him away. I don't care if we got X amount at this one position this guy plays. We want leaders and we want competitors to come in here and hopefully get this ship righted, like you guys say.
Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Health-wise, do you got anybody coming back that this bye week helped?
Hey, we got two of the 14 coming back.
Hey.
We're fired up. We got Garrett Griffith. He's been cleared. He'll be able to go this Saturday. He's our starting safety. He's missed about two or three games. Matt Overmiller has been cleared, our starting quarterback, so he'll be back this Saturday. We're holding out hope for Trevor Bowen, our starting receiver. He's been cleared to practice. He's not going to be really determined until, you know, Saturday, honestly, before the game, pregame. Jordan Wallman is starting tight end. He's been cleared to practice. We're progressing back. So hopefully if we can get four of those guys back, that'll help us a lot. But, you know, again, they got to mentally get those reps. And you can tell they've been out 2, 3, 4 weeks in some of those guys' cases because their checks just aren't as quick. So this week's going to be a big week for us to get those guys mentally ready to go.
All right, Northwestern has always been a power in the conference. They stubbed their toe early against Dome, but then Nebraska Wesleyan clipped them. But they had a good October, including a nice win over Concordia, and they really handled Dort no problem with them last week. What are their strengths?
You know, their strengths is those guys are very consistent in all three phases. They run their stack scheme on defense, which is a kind of a hybrid 3-4 type of look. They just graduate one and they plug another one in. You know, they graduate that senior, up comes another junior or another senior, and they just know what they're doing. They understand their fits. Defensively, they're really sound. Offensively, they run a lot of that zone read option that you see. They got a quarterback that's a 3-year starter that's one of the best, not only in this conference but in the nation. You know, I think they're ranked offensively with their third downs and their passing yards and percentages and different things like that. They're going to really make us play disciplined football on the defensive side of the football with that read option that they run. And we're going to have to do some things offensively, maybe put some guys in different positions to kind of get those guys going side to side, and hopefully we can find some creases. But they're just a very well-coached program. And, you know, you say stubbed your toe. I think you've seen what Doan's about. They're a good football program. They did come back, you know, and they lose to Wesleyan, who is also a good program. And then they come and they get Concordia, who's nationally ranked. They're just kind of building up, and they do this every year. They may do something early on, but as the season progresses, those guys get better. So we're going to have to play a perfect game or as close to a perfect game as you can be this Saturday to compete with these guys.
Normally, I'd like to throw out that they host number one Morningside next week, and they may be looking ahead, but they kind of got to win out, don't they?
They really do. I mean, and I know Coach Achterhoff, and again, he's been there for a long time. His staff stayed intact. That's the biggest thing for those guys is it's the same coaches every year, regardless if it's different players or not. And they're going to have those guys coached up and ready to focus on this game. And, you know, our plan is we told the guys, our job is to come in and play our scheme. And hopefully they are maybe looking ahead, but I don't expect that from those guys just because they're so well coached.
All right, buddy. We'll let you get back to preparations. Best of luck on the road this weekend. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thank you all for having me on.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Harper, head football coach, Hastings College, where they get one more nationally ranked opponent this week. And, of course, 1 o'clock kickoff, 12 noon pregame on 1230 a.m. KHAS. We've got a lot of Husker talk that we're going to get into and more of Damon's thoughts, plus Troutman's Tuesday trivia. It's still coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Hi, it's the Herd. Whether it's a birthday, anniversary, get well, or just because. We always recommend sending roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. They're passionate about delivering fresh, beautiful roses every time. And right now, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering a special, huge bouquet at an incredible price. It's perfect for fall and ready for you to send for any reason. But now, it's just for a limited time and just for my listeners. Check it out. 36 stunning autumn roses for only $36. Okay, that's 3 dozen beautiful multicolored roses. It's stunning. $36. That's almost a 50% savings. Okay, remember, it's special. It's limited time from 1-800-Flowers. 36 autumn roses, $36. Birthday, anniversary, get well, or just because. How about these beautiful autumn roses? Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or download the mobile app. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter my name, Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or you can call 1-800-Flowers and mention my...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance. and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies and a chance for some scattered showers today. We'll have high temperatures holding steady in the middle to upper 40s, and we could see some more showers or even thunderstorms tonight with a low of 38. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Getting ready for some Troutman's Tuesday trivia, so keep that in mind. All right, let's get to some of these emails and discussion on the Huskers. Here's what Brandon had to say. I find it somewhat amusing that people are so quick to defend Taylor Martinez and say that he is our best quarterback. Why would it be unheard of to have a quarterback who has less game experience that can come in and make the team hum better? I remember when Sam Keller transferred in and was supposed to be all everything because of his background at Arizona State, but when he got hurt, some guy that had no real playing time up till then, Joe Gans, came in, and the team all of a sudden played much better. People like to point out that Tommy Armstrong had three turnovers against Purdue, so yeah, he played bad, and Nebraska won 44-7. Maybe if he played good, we would have hit 60 or 70 points. Taylor plays poorly against a Minnesota team, and we get beat 34-23. They beat us worse than they did Northwestern, whose best quarterback didn't play. I heard on Monday's show that Bo and Coach Saban are the only coaches to win 9 games in each of the last 5 years. Now, that's BCS schools. You throw in Peterson from Boise State, but then that's it. I think that we can say after this year, it will only be Saban. Ooh, Brandon. Wow. But we'd have to win 4 out of 5. No, you get the bowl game, too, to get to 9 wins. We have to win all of our home games and beat either Penn State or Michigan on the road. Bo's seemed to do great with Callahan's recruits, but now that we are playing with Bo's, we have athletes that are, as Jimmy said, about the same as Minnesota's. Jimmy Langan said about the same as Minnesota's. David, you commented, again, not being a diehard Husker fan, that Minnesota just looked better on Saturday.
Yeah, I kind of go back to I'm more stunned at the sheer irrelevance of the sheer irrelevance of the Big Ten on the national stage. The fact that Ohio State's won 20 some odd games and everybody's already, the pundits and all the national critics are talking about how they don't stand a prayer that there's one loss teams from other conferences that are going to jump them because the Big Ten is viewed as poorly as it is, and now you're adding two very mediocre Maryland and Rutgers programs. I think I'm more stunned at the state of Big Ten football and just the national perception of Big Ten football across the board than I am about the Huskers' struggles. I think that the fact that they're so that the Big Ten is down so much and then that the Huskers aren't running the table is a bigger concern necessarily than what is exactly kind of, I don't know how you'd say, what happened this weekend with Minnesota. I would just say that as a fan, it was ripe for the taking this year. It was a time to go do it, and then Taylor Martinez gets hurt in the very first game, and that's just kind of set everything in motion. From the standpoint of I feel bad for the young man because he does himself no favors. And that's where you feel bad. I mean, he is still, what, 20, 21 years old? I mean, that's the thing that I always, when we talk sports, I enjoy talking sports. I don't ever want to put down these kids, especially because I deal with these types of kids. So I know they're personalized. I got 5 guys in my weight room or in our locker room that are as socially awkward as Taylor Martinez is. I mean, it's just a true, and he's here under this bright light. Just because you play for a big-time school doesn't mean you have the wiring to handle all of that pressure. And so he's not doing himself any favors when he's trying to, and then I don't know Mr. Chattel very well. I mean, obviously, he's a highly accredited member of the media. But you know what? They don't have to tell you. Taylor Martinez doesn't have to tell you if he's hurt or not. He doesn't owe that to you. And so that's the stuff that makes me most angry as a guy who just reads the newspapers. Chattel or Mr. Chattel or whatever, why does Taylor Martinez owe him? You know, and that's where you get frustrated with the pundits of this whole thing is Taylor Martinez doesn't owe anybody but his teammates and his coaching staff an explanation. And I understand that this is a big red country, and I understand everybody, you know, and they're the state school. He doesn't owe them an explanation. And so the whole, I just thought the insinuation that there's some injury gate or no one knows what his true injury is or everything like that. I mean, they protect those kids for a reason. You don't want teams targeting that area. You know, if it's an ankle or a shoulder or whatnot, you know how they are. They're going to give them the business or give them a little bit of the extra stuff. When you come out as a turf toe, what are you going to do? Grab his, you know, try to step on his foot. It's just very interesting to kind of watch the whole dynamic of everything else because every weekend, all the same things that the Huskers had issues with the weekend before, everyone's stunned when they're not fixed the next week.
Well, Taylor's not a rah-rah,
no,
grab your face mask. Media guy. He did really well at Big Ten Media Days this year, I thought, for a guy that just does not like that limelight.
How prepped was he for that? I mean, he had 3 weeks to probably get him prepped for the Big Ten Media Days, whereas...
I'd like to talk to him again.
Right.
And the problem here is, and I'll bring this out, if we have Taylor Martinez on this show, one-on-one, and that's probably not going to happen unless he finishes the season, gets back in there as a starting quarterback, because there's very few connections with all the talk shows in Nebraska that can have players and coaches on like we do, and we're fortunate as part of the Husker Sports Network to do that. But Taylor does – the university doesn't want Taylor to get blindsided or shoved in a corner and then just get beat down with a bunch of questions that – could be seemed unfair. Yeah, I'd ask him, hey, you know, what really has the pressure been like? But I want to know more about Taylor. I want to know more about football, what he sees out there, what the teams that he's playing. If he's hurt, he's hurt. You know, I'll ask him about that. What really happened? And what do they tell you? You know, you're hurt. Somebody's in your ear saying, don't say anything. You know, but that's not – if you get a chance to talk to him for 15 minutes – not even 5 minutes of it is on that kind of stuff.
But as a member of the news media, my question to you...
They want the headline.
Oh, right? Yeah. No,
I
agree. And I don't think that Coach Pelini has done Taylor any favors. You know, I mean, he did the old, I asked him if he was good to go. I got to trust him. Well, I mean, if you ask any 20-year-old person if they're ready to go as they do, any competitive person is going to say they're 100%, whether they're 50% or whatnot. I think that at some time, I'm just waiting for the light bulb to go off and him to understand like how big of a – and that's, I think, what makes him such a ridicule guy and why people poke at him is I still don't think he gets how big of a deal this is, Coach Pelini. I still don't think he understands how to handle the questions. He's still very defensive and still very
– Oh, no. I disagree. He may not know how to do it 100%. But there is no way 2 years ago he would have sat in a press conference for 45 minutes like he did yesterday. He would have got agitated.
Oh, but that's post
Keith, man.
That is post the leak or anything. I'm saying that I think he's been forced to be more accommodating by just
trying. That's part of the growing and maturing process, trying to tell people for years. That's another thing with our coordinators. Yes, you're going to – again, you want – this takes me on a whole new rant here, but we had some discussion yesterday about, man, you got to get rid of Papuchas, or what the heck's Tim Beck know? Again, how long have they been a coordinator? Who do you want? Who are you going to bring in? Who are you going to find that has been a great coordinator somewhere that's out of a job? I mean, first, they got to be out of a job. And for anybody that wants somebody, if they're that great, they're not going to be stuck at Akron. You know, they're not going to be at Miami of Ohio.
That's a cheap shot at the Zips.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, that's what's great.
Maybe we'll bring Terry Bound in as the next coach. Is that what people want?
This will be our first over the air spat or disagreements of terms. I completely disagree with you that he's gotten better at handling anything from just a fan standpoint. He's just, I don't know. It's just and I couldn't even imagine.
We had dinner earlier this month, Bo and I.
I was like, I never take you to dinner. I don't remember that.
You're always busy.
Yeah.
I tried to get you some wingies at the Coop. Nothing.
But, I mean, I couldn't even imagine the pressure that they're under. But I always go back to this. He's got $2 million worth of reasons to be better at that.
I think he is.
At that. I completely disagree.
Wyoming has fired their defensive coordinator, Chris Tomey, after not being good in the last month. They gave up 42 to Texas State, 31 in a 7-point win against New Mexico, 52 to Colorado State, and 51 in a 51-44 loss at San Jose State last week. Now they have Fresno State, Boise State, Hawaii, and Utah State to finish out the season. They're definitely a dog in three of those four games. So more in-season firings, and Wyoming not going to be as good. They're 4-4. If they get to a bowl game, they'll be very, very fortunate, it would look like. We got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Should we just do that now? Let's just do it now. Simmer you down a little bit.
Simmer me down.
Simmer you down.
I was attacked.
Simmer you down.
I was attacked via the radio airwaves today by Mr. Doug Duda.
We're doing Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
There you go.
Right after this break on the Doug and Daddy Show.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S.
Lace them up.
Straight away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up. Got it. The buzzer. Oh, my.
Hey everybody, this is Coach, and I want all you tried and true college football fans to enter the AT&T Be the Fan sweepstakes. Tackle my weekly challenge and you might be the fan who wins a VIP trip to ESPN College Game Day. Find out how you can win at attbethefan.com. AT&T, rethink possible.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. citizens and resident aliens of the 50 U.S. states or D.C. of the age of majority. Ends 11:59 p.m. Central Time, November 29th, 2013. Official rules at attbethefan.com. Void where prohibited.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work.
The Breeze whips into a storm tomorrow night. Jared Schaffrin has the call.
Jacob Johansson continues to be a solid backbone in the net for Tri-City. Joel Esperance has taken over the team lead in scoring now with 5 points on the season. Tri-City Storm taking on the red-hot Waterloo Blackhawks on Wednesday. This weekend on Friday, the Storm are back at home, and then Saturday they're on the road to take on the Sioux City Musketeers.
All the action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Opening night in the NBA, and we're heading to Miami to visit the Heat. The two-time defending champions. LeBron James and the Heat tip off the season against the Chicago Bulls. With Derrick Rose back in the lineup for Chicago, will they be the biggest roadblock between Miami and a three-peat?
LeBron with two. LeBron a three with one. He hit it!
The Heat and Bulls tip off the NBA season Tuesday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Cloudy skies and a chance for some scattered showers today. We'll have high temperatures holding steady in the middle to upper 40s, and we could see some more showers or even thunderstorms tonight with a low of 38. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I don't lie, okay? I don't lie. Once again, over the weekend, Huskers on the road, so I'm in town and I'm driving around doing a whole bunch of things. I couldn't believe how many Midway in transit stickers. You know, first you catch it. Is it just somebody from Midway driving around with the Midway plate? No. in transit. It didn't matter if it was a truck, a car, new, pre-owned, SUV. People are smiling, and they're getting great deals, and they're doing it day after day, month after month at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Check out their all-new online site. It's still thinkmidway.com, but they've refurbished it, added some new things, and you can still see their complete inventory. Plus, you can like them on Facebook, win storm hockey tickets, oil changes, a variety of different news items that are on their website as well. And if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, certified pre-owned, all up and down that thinkmidway.com webpage and on their lot. See what's good for you and have it in time for the end of 2014. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It is time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. We will ask a trivia question. Whoever gets it right, a $25 gift certificate to Troutman's Quality Meats, East Highway 30 in Kearney, where you can get your turkeys and hams reserved for Thanksgiving, prime ribs, whatever you like. You get some bacon.
Ham.
Oh, ham's good.
Ham.
It's so good. So good. Again, I don't lie, and I've never had anything
ham
that wasn't outstanding from Troutman's Quality Meats. So call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776, and we would love to hear from you on today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I got a little.
Are you a ham fan?
I love ham. Love ham. Love turkey. Turkey won. Love steak. I mean, you know.
It's coming up on my favorite time of the year. My mother-in-law buys me ham for the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Do you do anything crazy with it? I mean, do you have like a special, you know,
I literally just will crush it. Like, to the point where, like, you're kind of dizzy.
Like, you got the meat sweats?
Yeah.
You got some ham sweats?
Oh, like, it's, like, you just, yeah. They have a basement with no windows.
You ever had ham gravy?
Oh,
awesome.
It is good stuff.
So awesome.
They have a basement with no windows.
Yeah.
People will find me days later. Days later.
With just a bone and a smile.
Just a bone and some ham.
Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and go to our phone lines. Who's up first today?
Matt,
we've got a World Series, of course, could finish up tomorrow, and if not, we go to a Game 7. The Boston Red Sox, even though they've won the World Series twice in the last 9 years, did it on the road. It's been 95 years since the Red Sox have won the World Series at home. Who did they beat in the World Series the last time they won it at home?
The Cubs?
I'm going to slap you guys. I'm going to slap you guys. It was the Cubs. Was it too easy?
No, just because they get it on the first try does not make it a non – does not question the validity of the question.
I can guarantee you. If I would have asked Matt the tennis question, he would have had no clue.
No
if
clue.
I asked you a tennis question, Matt, you'd have no clue, right?
No yes. Idea.
Well, it doesn't matter because you're right. You're the winner. You're the $25 winner, and we'll turn you over to our producer Jeff here off air and give you.
That's a good question.
Congratulations, Matt's the winner. He's gonna win maybe some ham.
I
should ask him if he's going ham or prime rib or what he's going with.
Baked I wonder beans. If Matt really knew or if Matt just threw out the old Cubs.
Yeah, who would have been playing ball? 1918.
Yeah.
Cubs.
I bet
last
you,
time they made the series? Is
yeah,
that right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Or were they the Red Stockings then? Were they not the Red Sox?
No, I think they were the Red Sox. Okay. But you're getting way too
yep.
crazy. So there you go. A couple of other sports stories that we want to get to that doesn't relate to football today because we talked a lot about that already and did it yesterday. The Nebraska volleyball team moves up two spots to number 11 in the poll. Mary Pohlmiller, the Big Ten setter of the week. Katie Rolfson is the freshman of the week. The Huskers are at home this week where they will take on Illinois tomorrow night and then Northwestern on Saturday night. And it's probably the only time time all year that the two opponents during the week are unranked. So Nebraska will have a chance to pick two more up. Illinois fell out of the rankings, still receiving votes. UNK's MJ Massanet is the MIAA hitter of the week. The Lopers are up two spots to number 7 in the country, and they will play at Fort Hays State tonight. They've got two more games on the road. And one of the greatest high school volleyball rivalries in the state is going on in Grand Island tonight. It's number 1 versus number 2. Defending state champion Grand Island Northwest puts their 60-match winning streak on the line against Lincoln Pius X. Big, big, big volleyball matchup tonight. In fact, there's all kinds of volleyball in Grand Island tonight. Senior High will host North Platte. Central Catholic has Central City and Aquinas coming in for a triangular. Kearney Catholic and Broken Bow head to Hershey for a triangular. St. Cecilia and Twin River are at St. Paul. Wood River's at Adams Central. And I'll be in Kennesaw along with Blue Hill and Axtell for a triangular at 5 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9. And Jeffrey has fantasy football. It was a terrible weekend for fantasy football for this Cad, but not for Kevin 5 and Big Dar 78. They finished first and second in our Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge, so be sure if you're one of those two to check your ESPN.com inbox for your prize information. Congratulations to Kevin 5 and Big Dar 78. And to compete in the Doug and Daddy's Fantasy Football Challenge, you can do it every single week. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Darren Sproles, 0 points.
4 catches, 0 yards. How's that possible?
I lost by 4 points, and Darren Sproles had 0 points.
Don't make me do this.
In my football league, all my players are for sale for anybody that's listening. I am bitter.
It's just for fun. You've made me do this now. I'm in a point per reception league.
Okay,
last night, Sidney Rice is who I've got left. I've had a ton of guys on bye, okay, so you can make fun of the team, but I had to play Sidney Rice. He drops or gets stripped of a touchdown, had it in his paws in the end zone, and gets it knocked out of his hands. Then he gets hurt, so he's out the rest of the game, gets 0 points. Russell Wilson gets 18, which is terrible for a quarterback, but if he doesn't throw the 80-yard touchdown, he gets like 7. I lose by 4. And that was with Calvin Johnson getting me 52 points.
Ugh.
Darren Sproles, 4. Giovanni Bernard, 2. Sidney Rice, 0. Greg Jennings, 1. I had 4 players get me a total of 7 points. What a coach. It's awesome.
You need to be fired.
Yeah, Luke Cooper will join us.
We need a new D coordinator on that team.
Luke's going to fix us up. My bye weeks didn't hold. You got to get lucky in those bye weeks. I got beat by a team that was 1-6. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Anything else before we get out of here?
No. Oh, I will. This was my one thing. And this was a point I brought up to my players the other day when we were discussing the obstruction call.
Okay.
I know this is kind of past its time, but this was my great point.
We'll see how great it was.
If you watch the entire game from start to finish, as I did, I find it most ironic that in the fourth, Farrell came out to get obstruction called on Okendo on Molina rounding the base.
Okay.
And then I find it even more of a wow afterwards when he said that call can't be made in that situation. But he's willing to get Yadier Molina out on a technicality, but he's not willing to accept that his third baseman was basically made contact.
Coaches.
So I found that one to be kind of a you can't have it both ways type of thing. That was my one big moment, my one big radio thing that I was most excited about saying, because I thought that was ridiculous. To even come out and argue that
you've
one
never
with
done
Okendo.
That.
What's that?
You've never argued
no,
with
I honestly,
deal
I
and
never,
then just
I,
say, hey, yeah, bring it.
I'm not the guy who, you know, sack fly to the warning track. And, oh, the guy left early. Let's spend 25 minutes appealing to each bag. I'm not that guy. If it's that deep, if it's bang, bang, then maybe I'll appeal, but holy cow. And 9 out of 10 good umpires will tell you, if there's no play, I'm not calling them for leaving early. You know, if it's a bang, banger and I know he left early, then I'll punch him out. But
some of us have to leave early. It's a long way.
I just felt bad for Jim Joyce, because the last time he had that many interviews was when he blew Galarraga's no-hitter.
He's got the plate tomorrow for game 6.
And he pitched at Wichita State. He played at Wichita State. You know, he used to throw his 4 innings during fall ball. He'd be the first guy up. He'd throw. and then go spend the next 10 innings umping.
Nah.
All every fall ball scrimmage.
Wow.
He would pitch them and then ump them.
Double duties. Get used to that. Damon Day does double duties. He's not only the coach of the UNK baseball team, but he's in Tuesdays on the Doug and Daddy Show. See you next week, man.
Yep.
Hey, we want to thank Daryl Morris, Tony Harper for joining us today. Our Big Red Lunch tomorrow, it will be Steve Sipple joining us from Cunningham's. Be sure to be there from 12 to 1. Ask him every football question that you want, and Sip is going to have an answer for you, plus Bob Jensen to preview the state football playoffs from Huskerland Prep. We'll even talk a little UNK cross country with our Loper Lincoln and Brady Bonzel. Randy Bushcutter will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show from Cunningham's. We'll see you then.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.